Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome to Going In Raw, special predictions slash breaking news episode. My goodness gracious, today.
What a day it's been.
Larson, this is our Friday. It's the day that you stay home. We get a little
and
bit of work done.
I'm here.
I watch my Impact Wrestling in the morning. I enjoy my eggs and peanut butter toast. And
usually I cut count out today and then go to the gym and then enjoy my afternoon.
Oh, my goodness.
None of that's
you're
going to
be
today.
Here on Sunday as well.
Wow.
And now you're here. We did a remote breaking news this episode because Kevin Owens left the South American tour.
Yeah.
Due to personal reasons confirmed by WWE.com. Don't know what the personal reasons are. They're personal, none of your business.
Yes.
And then like while I was uploading the episode.
Literally as I was watching the output for Countout.
Yeah.
I was just about to upload our original predictions video.
Yeah.
This breaking huge news from WWE.com. I'll just read their press release. I have it in front of me here.
Go ahead.
Quote, due to medical issues impacting two WWE superstars scheduled to appear at WWE TLC Tables, Letters, and Chairs, streaming live on WWE Network this Sunday, the special event will now feature Kurt Angle competing in the WWE ring for the first time in more than 11 years as he replaces Roman Reigns. In addition, former WWE champion AJ Styles will replace Bray Wyatt and face the demon, Finn Balor.
So, I mean, more importantly, Bullet Club leader versus Bullet Club leader for, I believe, the first time ever.
Yes, the day that AJ, I believe, debuted mm-hmm. in New Japan was the day Finn Balor got kicked out of Bullet Club.
And then the day that Finn Balor got sent up to main roster was the day of the draft when AJ Styles went to SmackDown.
Yep.
They have never really crossed paths besides that one comedic backstage moment when the club yes. and AJ tried to too sweet Finn Balor.
Yeah, and that didn't happen.
He said cease and desist. So, wow. Let's start.
These are massive changes to the TLC card, so first of all, our predictions video was completely moot. So we're going to do this. We're going to talk. There's some more news in relation to this story. We'll talk about that some more here in a second. And then we'll do new predictions now with the changes
yeah.
in mind.
And also you guys can watch us now. You have even more reason to watch us on our reaction live stream this Sunday starting at 4:30 Pacific time, 7:30 Eastern time, right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson. We're going to be watching TLC. You can watch along on your own TV or tablet or iOS device.
Yeah, because we're not showing the pay-per-view on our channel.
That
not
is going to
happen.
Not going to do that.
That's illegal.
You can watch it with us.
Yes.
So,
Leah, let's get to these news items, courtesy of Wrestling Inc. They have, they have an exclusive about what these medical issues
mm-hmm.
that could be afflicting potentially Roman Reigns and Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
And apparently, according to Wrestling Inc., they say it's the mumps.
The mumps.
Potentially the mumps.
The mumps.
I know we've heard that Bo Dallas had a had a viral meningitis
mm-hmm.
and that Bray and JoJo were being kept off the road. I've heard both because they also were ill, but then I also heard because of they just do it as a precaution.
Mm-hmm.
JoJo's mom mentioned this in Today's Daily
yeah.
said that JoJo hadn't been sick,
yeah.
but something's going on with Bray that's bad enough to keep him out of his match.
So for you non-medical types out there who don't know what the mumps are, I'm one of them, I Googled mumps, and it is a viral infection that affects the salivary glands that is easily preventable by a vaccine. Parents, vaccinate your children.
It's highly contagious.
Yeah, it is.
So apparently, according to Wrestling Inc., WWE has been testing Raw talents for the mumps virus, and they also point out that, quote, once talent is tested, they can't work until the results are back. Wrestling Inc. reached out to WWE to comment on this. WWE sent a response, according to Wrestling Inc., with WWE stating, quote, we have confirmed that three of our performers have been diagnosed with a viral infection. As a precautionary measure, We are ensuring in-ring performers and staff are tested and immunized in accordance with recommended medical guidelines. So they're trying to prevent, it sounds like, a larger outbreak of whatever is making these three performers sick from spreading throughout the locker room.
Can we speculate? IRS, pro or anti? Is he one of those anti-vaxxer guys?
I'm not going to touch it. So that's what we know right now, about 2:20 Pacific time here on Friday. What are you doing on your phone?
Damn you, Rotundas. I was looking up very important information.
Oh.
You've never yelled at me on camera about that before.
Yes, I have. And one the other day I was looking over, you were on Twitter. I'm like, what are you doing on Twitter? We're supposed to be recording a podcast.
I'm multitasking. Nobody would know if you didn't say anything.
Well, they could see you staring at your phone. People in the comments of videos have mentioned, why is Steve on his phone all the time? Yeah. He's supposed to be working on a podcast.
People have mentioned in the comments that you're an asshole. You don't hear me talk.
I hear that on a daily basis, so it doesn't affect me.
All right, so where were we?
So that's what we know right now, as like I said, about 2:20 Pacific time on Friday.
Yeah.
That, you know, initially we heard viral meningitis. Now we're hearing the mumps. Who knows what's going on, really? People are getting sick.
Yeah, Michael Wall Street, anti-vaccination guy. It stands to reason, right? Why is Roman Reigns getting the mumps from Bray and Bo Dallas and all? Do they travel together?
I don't know.
Hey, man, hop on my
car. It's a highly contagious virus. You can be sitting next to him at catering. They can cough.
Bray coughs on the salad bar?
No, I'm just saying. It could be like across the table.
Yeah.
If they cough and they don't cover their cough,
yeah,
you could get it.
It was gross, man.
It's really contagious.
He's like, yeah, I'm a big dog eating my food and then cough. Hey, man. Dang it, Bray. Big dog doesn't like to be coughed on. Now I'm sick. This is huge, man. He can't wrestle the TLC. Roman Reigns, the reunion of the Shield
is off.
Look, man, I'm telling you, WrestleMania 34. It's not set in stone yet, Roman.
I know.
My goodness.
So again, that's what we know now.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, this is going to greatly affect the card for TLC. Completely alters our predictions.
Now, obviously, the WWE were going after. Okay, we're losing. This is the biggest. Dude, come on. The Shield's return.
Oh, it's the top storyline.
Top storyline right in the entire company. Not just right now, but potentially, you know, this is a big deal going forward until Mania, because this is how they're going to get Roman over. We've talked about this endlessly. This is how to get Roman over, pair him with the Shield. And this is their debut match since they reunited. So they're thinking, well, Kurt Angle, who evidently was able to clear his physical, because that was his thing, apparently, allegedly. I don't know if he mentioned this or not, but it was a matter of, you know, he said he's ready to wrestle whenever.
Yeah, he hadn't taken a physical yet,
which we know is, like, important. And then, you know, WWE just didn't have anything for him to do that they felt was necessary.
Yeah.
This is huge.
Yeah.
This is massive. Kurt Angle is going to come out to a massive cheer.
Yeah.
I wonder if, you think this whole thing is a work? Maybe it was planned. Maybe they think that people will remember this, like Kurt Angle's pop. They'll associate with Roman Reigns because he's in the position right there. Are they going to come down through the crowd? Is Angle going to be wearing SWAT gear? There's so many questions I have.
I know.
Dun, 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 dun.
And I thought it was interesting, that the match between AJ and Finn is billed as AJ Styles versus the Demon Finn Balor.
Yeah.
I kind of wish it was Man Balor.
I know, man.
Because there's really no reason. I guess because they advertised Demon Balor, people are expecting the Demon Balor entrance.
Is it going to be Pumpkin? Is it going to be Pumpkin Balor?
Not. I hope not.
I mean, they've already given us Pumpkin Face. Is it going to be Pumpkin Balor?
I hope not. But if it is, we're getting Finn
AJ
Balor.
AJ is confirmed as Sister Abigail
now? We're getting Finn Balor versus AJ Styles, and that's something to celebrate.
That is definitely something to celebrate,
so,
man.
So let's not be distracted by
minutia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's focus on the
positives. I want them
positives.
To do the guns at each other.
Not going to happen.
Come on! I want the club to be down there to witness this.
Oh, that'd be great.
Oh, man, everybody wants this.
Hopefully they'll give us some fan service. I mean, they already have. Putting Kurt Angle in that match in the main event plus AJ versus Finn.
Vince McMahon, there is not a chance in hell he's going to give us Bullet Club fan service.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think Vince has an opportunity to clear things once two performers decide to do it in the ring. Like, if they just take it upon themselves to do it.
Oh! Ooh, the guns?
Yeah.
Oh! Don't tease me!
Oh, man.
Like, what is he going to do? Fire AJ Styles? No.
And Finn Balor?
No.
Oh, can you? That'd be so great.
I mean, Finn does that.
Can we please have Finn?
Finn does do the guns.
I know he does. Can we please have Finn come out on Gallo's shoulders?
Yeah.
Would that be? Could they just all come down together?
Yeah.
Like all four of them?
And just make it a celebratory thing.
Yes. Oh, man.
I mean, I think in this press release, they mentioned.
Bullet Club.
They mentioned this, like a highly. Anticipated dream match,
yeah.
So, and God. They have not been shy about alluding to both of their histories in Japan.
That's
so.
True. I just wonder now with the cease and desist. I don't know, man. How are the Jackson boys going to feel about this one?
I don't know.
I imagine they'll
see. That's the reason.
Have
look
a
on
great
Twitter.
Match. Have a great match. I was, man. That's what I was doing. I was looking at. No, Jeff was texting me. Be honest with you, Jeff. Big Jim was texting me. He's at a Marshalls right now, and they're playing My Morning Jacket on the PA system. And we were coming up with alternate lyrics to My Morning Jacket songs. And yet I was still engaged with wrestling. I'm like Data, dude. I can multitask.
Oh, my goodness.
Captain. Anyways, let's go down these predictions. Is that what we're going to do?
Yes, that's what we're here for ultimately.
All right.
Kickoff show, pre-show. Sasha Banks versus Alicia Fox.
Alicia Fox.
Sasha. I mean, initially, in the countout episode of predictions, we kind of thought... When you thought that Alicia was going to win, I thought, oh, maybe it's a situation like I heard with Emma, where they wanted to give Emma some wins, make her look strong heading into her match against Asuka. So it seems like a believable matchup.
Yeah.
Essentially. And that when Asuka wins, it looks like a strong win.
Here's the one reason why I'm kind of doubting my pick now, is that this was originally supposed to be Sasha Banks versus Nia Jax, in which case... I guess the same scenario. Nia Jax and Alicia Fox are in two completely different spheres. I still could totally see them giving Alicia like a mini push, like she could she could cheat to win here and go on to face Asuka as the next person being fed to Asuka until they figure out what they want to do with her when Asuka is fighting, like, you know,
for the title.
So I'll stick with that. I think about this. If this was Sasha Banks versus Nia Jax, what would have been your pick?
Nia.
Probably Nia. Yeah. I'll stick with Alicia Fox.
Okay.
Are you sure you want to stick with Sasha?
Yeah, I'm sticking with Sasha.
Get out of that. Okay.
No, I'm sticking with All Sasha. Right.
Next.
205 Live Cruiserweight Division Tag Team Match. We have Cedric Alexander and Rich Swann taking on Brian Kendrick and Jack Gallagher.
Yeah.
Now the faces stood tall to end Raw and 205 Live.
Yeah.
The math is there. Heels go over. Kendrick and Gallagher pick up the win.
Yeah,
the story continues.
I kind of feel like those two positives
cancel each other out.
And make another positive? Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm saying I said the faces. We recorded the predictions before 205 Live.
Yeah, we did it on Tuesday.
But I hadn't really thought about it too much. I'm saying faces go over because here's my reason. I think it's sound. They want people to have a positive connotation, a positive vibe when it comes to 205 Live. And I believe... The other, and I think Enzo's going to win also, which would be the heel winning. They need some positive. So I think that's why the faces go over to offset the heel winning later
that's
on.
That's a valid point, I suppose.
That's what I'm going to say.
All right. Next, Emma taking on Asuka in her main roster debut. Asuka's going to dominate.
Is it possible to place a bet on this in the betting places?
Yeah.
Do they still do betting? Can we?
Yeah, I took a peek at the early betting odds.
Ooh.
And Asuka is a massive favorite. You have to bet a lot of money to win a very small amount.
Yeah.
So I it was not an advisable bet.
I'm going to take like a personal loan out, like a massive, all my credit cards, my savings, retirement, Lacey's retirement.
That sounds like a horrible
idea.
I'm
taking it all and I'm putting it on Asuka.
And you'll net like $1,000 off that.
You should probably put it on the Shield. Yeah, Asuka's totally going over here. I agree with that completely.
We did, in the previous episode, we did kind of make a bet between ourselves, the over-under of 5 minutes bell-to-bell, and I said under.
Yeah, I say over.
Okay.
My original was 7 minutes, so
and
I'm coming down.
Mine's three.
But it's five. It's over. Can we add that to the predictions?
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm fine because we need more stuff, kind of.
Yeah.
I think
I'm
we
totally
only have
fine.
Two differences right now. Over. So mine is
just say
five.
Just say
5 minutes and
plus,
1 second.
Just say 5 minutes plus, and I'm under 5 minutes.
Plus, and you are
under five.
You are 4:59.
Less.
Negative sign.
Yes, minus.
Minus.
But Oscar's going over.
Oh, yeah.
There's.
Oh, wait. Did you say 3 minutes or 5 minutes?
No, I'm thinking the under on
the
5 minutes.
The under on five.
But
okay.
my guess is 3 minutes bell to bell.
Fair enough.
And we're going to keep referencing the previous episode.
5 minutes is a long time.
It is. We're going to keep referencing the previous episode a lot, I feel. And I'll just mention this, that in the back of my head, I always worry they're going to throw a swerve out during this match and have Emma go over somehow.
No.
I hope not.
Not going to
happen.
But
we both said initially that the Shield winning is top lock of this whole card.
That is definitely top lock.
More Oscar. So than Oscar winning.
Is it possible to have co-locks?
Yeah. But one is an absolute lock.
Yeah, I don't feel this is not a co-lock situation. Oscar winning, I think, is as close as you can be without being the biggest lock of the year.
All right. Next. For the cruiserweight title, Kalisto versus Enzo Amore. Enzo's winning.
Enzo's winning. I am rooting for Enzo. I hope he wins. I can't stand Kalisto. This should be a loser leaves town match. So Kalisto leaves our lives.
Wow.
Goes to AAA.
My hope is that this match is super overbooked, and it all leads to a 5-on-5 elimination tag match for the cruiserweight title at Survivor Series.
You know, yeah, I hope that happens too.
I think that'd be
awesome.
I'm
with you on that one. I hope that this leads to Kalisto going to Impact Wrestling. I'd be cool with that.
Yeah.
I think the X Division could actually do a good job with him. Trevor Lee is a freaking treasure, man. Trevor Lee's
best.
Yeah,
he's good.
I love him.
I like at PWG shows, he insists on being introduced as Impact Wrestling Superstar.
It's fantastic. He carries his fanny pack over his shoulder. Title here, fanny pack here.
That's pretty neat.
I love Trevor.
Innovator.
He is an innovator.
Next, Mickie James versus Alexa Bliss. Now, Mickie went over.
This is where the math totally makes sense.
Mickie pinned Alexa in a tag match on Raw.
For sure.
So, yes, here the math holds up. Mm. Go-home show, face stands tall, heel wins at the pay-per-view. Alexa retains, building up to a match against Asuka at Rumble? Mania?
I could see Rumble. I think they're going to give her that title sooner than later. I don't know, they might.
Then who would Asuka face at Mania?
How great must life be for Asuka?
Pretty good.
You go into this company, it's the biggest company in the world. And they just treat you like the queen, like an absolute dominant force. And she's probably just some cool chick, you know, who just looks badass, knows her job, does her job well. And they're like, you are the coolest thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
That must feel pretty good if you like that.
But say Alexa versus Asuka happens at the Rumble, Asuka wins. Who does Asuka take on at Mania then? Sasha Banks?
Oh, yeah, one of the big names, man.
It's either Sasha or Bayley, but I'd have to say Sasha would have the edge now.
Oh, I think
that's a feud we haven't seen either.
I think it'd be Sasha.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've seen Bayley in NXT. Bayley's not even close to being the top over. It's like Sasha and then Alexa Bliss in terms of being over in the company and on Raw anyways. It'll be Sasha. Unless for some reason Alexa's able to. Unless they do something really interesting with Alexa Bliss, because she is super over. People really like Alexa Bliss.
Yeah, no.
Next.
It
should be Sasha, though.
Yeah.
Both huge faces. Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, next.
Next, Finn Balor,
against
AJ Styles.
Bullet Club. This is exciting.
I know.
Do you think we're going to get the guns?
We already discussed that.
I know.
No, the camera was rolling when we talked about it.
Just yes or no. Dude, just yes or no.
No, we're not going to get it.
You're not going to get the guns. I'm saying we're going to get the guns.
Okay. Is this another prop bet we're going to have in here?
Nah, I don't think they're going to do it.
Are they going to wear Bullet Club shirts?
They'll wear. Yeah, everybody else in the arena is going to.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Fan service to
Bullet
Club.
Will they two-sweet each other after the match?
It would kind of be, yeah, they should. It would kind of be a very Vince thing, I would think, to kind of rub it in the faces of New Japan to make it all Bullet Club. So maybe.
That's why I definitely think they'll too sweet after the match.
Whoa. Coming out on the shoulders of Gallows, too.
That'd be cool.
That'd be rad, man.
It'd be cool if the club came out and got involved somehow.
He used to. I mean, if you watch that old Bullet Club stuff, it was really kind of hardcore how he'd put his freaking hand
up
and like make it look like he's shooting him in the head.
Yeah.
Rad. That was cool. Anyways,
who's your pick?
Oh, God.
It's Finn Balor.
I have AJ here, but Finn was going to lose in the first place.
But here's the thing. Finn is, if rumors are true, set to challenge Brock Lesnar for the Universal title at the Rumble.
Yep.
He needs to look strong. And yeah, I know I said he was going to lose to Bray here, but he was going to pick up a win at Survivor Series.
Let's look at AJ, though.
Okay. AJ can take a loss. He just lost to Baron Corbin two weeks ago on SmackDown.
Against Finn Balor, huh? Yeah. Especially against Finn Balor.
And especially if it's a match in the spirit of competition.
Yeah, huh?
An exhibition almost.
Let me ask you something. How many stars is this match going to get?
How many stars are there?
All.
Yeah.
All
the
stars.
Give these two guys 18 minutes.
30 minutes.
Oh, I'd like that.
Yeah. 23 minutes.
Actually, yeah, there's not a whole lot of matches. 23 minutes.
23 minutes.
We'll tear the house down.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that'd be amazing.
So, AJ.
What if AJ did something kind of cool to, like, counter the demon? Like, what if he came out in that club mask that he wore?
Oh, that'd be cool.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
I just
feel like since this is a Raw show,
yeah,
Finn needs to look strong going into his match against Lesnar at the Rumble.
Yeah.
He needs the win more.
Yeah.
AJ can take a loss, put on a great performance, and it's not going to really hurt him too much.
All right, so let's talk about this last match here.
What, are you sticking with your... Oh, you changed to Finn.
Changed to Finn, man.
He didn't state that officially.
No, but I said it's subject to change, yeah. No, I'm going with Finn. You're right. Everything you said is absolutely right. It doesn't make any sense. And I think the main point is AJ can eat losses, especially to Finn, especially on not his own show.
Yeah.
And Finn really can't be doing that.
Yeah.
He can't be messing around like that.
Yep.
All right. Let's talk about this main event. Number one, is Kurt Angle going to come down through the crowd with the Shield?
I would like to hope so.
SWAT gear?
No.
Probably not SWAT gear.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
No, I think it'll be.
I don't think they're going to do the Shield thing at all.
I don't think they're going to do the Shield thing. You're right. Because it's Roman's music, for one thing.
Yeah.
It's not Roman. It's not truly the Shield.
Yeah, it's not the Shield.
So, yeah, they're going to all do their thing, yeah. But then Angle get his own.
Yeah. Dean and Seth, they get their own entrance for the most part. Yeah. They just meet up on the ramp. They'll do that. Angle will come out last of the three of them to a huge pop.
Seth's going to have a big smile on his face the entire time. I feel like Seth is a giant fanboy, like, deep down.
Oh, you can tell he loves wrestling.
And it's more and more difficult for him to contain it on like a daily basis, you know, which is fantastic. I love seeing that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's nothing to talk about here. Shield is totally going to go over. Who gets the pin and who eats the pin? Miz eats the pin still, right? We talked about that on the last one. Miz eats the pin.
This is harder to put my finger on, though. Kurt. Initially, it was
Kurt.
Probably.
Kurt makes Miz tap out.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Kurt makes somebody tap out for sure.
It'll be the Miz. It's got to be the Miz. I would really doubt if they kept this going.
No, I don't think this is going to go. Well, not in
Roman
the
Miz might continue. Roman versus Miz might continue. Like
that's
the Survivor
what I thought.
Series.
That's what I thought too.
Yeah. I'm just stealing your ideas now.
Yeah, pretty much. In our initial predictions episode, we said that Roman was going to pin the Miz to win it for the Shield. I had a larger point there, then I forgot it.
Bam, ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum, ba-bum.
Oh, well. Anyways, yeah. Kurt Angle and two-thirds of the Shield are going to win.
Yeah.
They're not going to have Angle make his return and not have him win.
Yeah. Angle is making that dude, he's making the Miz tap out.
Yeah, probably.
That's how I see it.
Still going to be a TLC match, too.
You're here first. It's going to be great to see Angle, man. How geeked out is Kurt Angle right now?
Immensely, I would guess.
All the geeked out, huh? Yeah. Wow, cool.
It's got to be huge for everybody involved.
Yeah. All right. Anyways, those are our predictions. Of course, let us know what you guys think in the comments. Join us on Sunday for our predictions live stream. And until then, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.